Well, I didn't get a chance to say it last week, so Merry Christmas. We can all be here. We're not frozen in anywhere. And Happy New Year. Because it's what a contrast. Last week we've got frozen pipes, and this week it's 54 or 55 degrees, and things are doing better. At least I think they're doing better. I did see a friend of mine who does plumbing work at Ace Hardware yesterday, and I said, how you doing? He said, I am so sick of busted water pipes that I'm about ready to give up plumbing and electrical and do something else. So we're blessed. We're here today. The church is in good shape, and I hope everyone else is in good shape also. The bulletin, you have all your upcoming events that are going to happen in the near future. The only thing I really note is a new time for the Wednesday night Bible services. That's going to start at 6 o'clock so we can all get home earlier. The rest of the notes are in the bulletin, as you can check them out. On the prayer list, Steve Garner, update on him. He's going to be transferred to Methodist Hospital in Memphis, and they're going to do a biopsy on him this week to find out what's going on, and then may end up getting to come home. They don't know yet, so all that's to be debated. Need to continue in prayers for all the folks, other folks that they're not feeling well. Diana Bennett, John McVeigh, continued prayers for Anita for healing and strength. And continued prayers for all those who have lost loved ones last year. And we know there were a lot of them in church. Anything else that I need to make note of in announcements? Yes? Okay. Okay. Wanda Joyner is going down. And need prayer for the family, because it's really tough on a family to watch someone in that situation. Okay, Barney and Hannah, we haven't seen them because they've got COVID and they decided they didn't want to spread the joy. Yes, Laura. Okay, so we need to keep Laura's friend in Illinois in prayer because of cancer, not knowing what they're going to be able to do with that. Sharon? Okay, I missed that part. Too many years in factories. It's gone. Okay, nothing else? Then we'll open with prayer, or a silent prayer. You can pray for whomever you like on the prayer list or whatever situation. And then I'll close with prayer, and also prayer that Chip and Megan get home safely whenever they're coming home. I think it's tomorrow, but I'm not sure. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come into the start of a new year, we pray that this will be a good year for Lexington Christian Church, and we will be able to grow and reach out to people and bring more people to know you and to serve the Lord the way they should. We ask you to continue to look with favor on the folks that are on our prayer list and the folks that we've just mentioned this morning and all their families. When one person is sick, it affects the whole family. So we ask that you'd be with all the folks that are on our prayer list and be with this church as we continue to try and serve you here in this community. All this we lift up in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
As we've come prepared to get ready for communion, I ask that you all be quietly and secretively, thinking about it being a new year and what God, in what way God could use you, to be of service to him, not just out of the doors of this building, but in here as well. We're an intricate family, and we all love one another dearly, and we do anything for one another. I just ask that you think about the things that you can do to make life a little better for your family and those around you.
Good morning, everybody. Happy New Year. Oh, thank you. I just wanted to throw out a few words of encouragement this morning. We've all had it's been a tough year on everybody. It's been a tough year on our community, here in the church, personally. There's been so many things that's been going on. But you know what? We have a Savior that He will take care of everything if we just turn it over to Him. Okay? He will handle things for us. He will renew us. He will give us the love and the faith in our hearts to share with other people. And if we don't have anything else to say to anybody else about Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior, and you share that with them, then we can always go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to give us what we need to share with the people that's around us, and to encourage those that are around us, and our community, and even our country, if it goes that big. And I pray that it does go that big one day, that the country can get a revival going that will just beat the devil down, and we don't have to worry about the devil too awful much, you know, because he's been really pounding on us this year here at this church and other churches too in this community. So let's start out the new year with the Lord's Prayer. And if you'll stand, it's not going to be on the screen, but you can repeat after me. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil of the evil one. I'm sorry. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men of their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, I come to you today, Lord. We are a praying church, Lord, and I'm praying to you, Lord, for myself and for this church, Lord, that you know where our hearts are and where they lie, Lord. We pray that you will give us the gift of prayer, continue throughout this year, Lord, that we can raise up your name and praise you, and we can also intercede for those that needs to be interceded for, Lord, and that you give us that power of prayer. We seek it because we know that's the only thing that will defeat the devil. Lord, I also pray that you will continue to bless everyone in this church, and I pray that you will encourage them and give them a bright new outlook for 2023. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
As we have gathered around God's table this morning to give praise, honor, and glory to His name, and to receive of these emblems that represent the shedding of blood for the remission, for the forgiveness of our sins. Again, we want to come before the Lord with a prayerful heart. So, as we take these emblems, let us take the bread, which represents the body of Christ that was beaten for our iniquity. Also of the cup, because Jesus blessed the cup, and he said, I won't drink this again until we drink it together new in heaven. And since those of us that are gathered here this morning are just all brothers and sisters not going to have any of them. Children's church or teen zone this morning. Everybody's going to be out here, which we've got about 30 gathered here in the building this morning. And it seems like some of the best messages that any church can receive will go out to the 30. It's been my experience that I preach better messages to 30 than I have to 300. And I, in the years gone by, I have done both. But this morning, I really don't have to preach anything. Heath's going to take care of that. Followed by Lynn. And then by Rodney. Because everything that has been said this morning in Keith's opening, the message that Lynn delivered earlier, which appreciate that, followed by Rodney's meditation message, it all goes along with, just lines right up with what we're going to be talking about this morning. Now, Miss Kathy sent me a message earlier in the week. I guess she forgot I don't do a whole lot of Facebook or whatever, but anyway, I did give a reply. I just replied to the wrong place, but she wanted to know. She was looking, and we appreciate Miss Kathy taking care of this while Shirley's out with her problems, but she called, wanted to know what I was going to call my message this morning, and sent me a message. I never have one to be really, or never have really put any kind of a title on any message that I've ever preached. I've done it in the past, but it seems like when I do that, about, as Kathy and I talked earlier this morning, about the time I hit the first step coming up, God changed. But everything is lining right up this morning with how the message is going to go so far. But to begin with, I have a challenge, and that's what I was going to call the message. That's what I sent to Kathy, and it's buried in the archives of Facebook somewhere. She'll find it this time next year. But anyway, if I were going to title the message this morning, it would be a challenge to the church. And not just this church, not just this group that has gathered here with us this morning, but to churches all across the land, to congregations all across the land. Now, this is the first day, January the 1st, of the year of our Lord, 2023. First day of a new year. And looking back, those of us that are in any kind of a leadership role, Keith can tell you, Bill can tell you real quick, John and I have hashed it out several times over the past year. Rodney and some more are aware of it. But this past year, it's been pretty tough in several situations. But no matter how tough it got, no matter how hard it got, God is still blessed. Now, we did make it through 2022. Got out of the COVID situation pretty well. And the best of my knowledge, the best of my remembrance, just about since I've been coming here, since I've been an elder, this is the first year, 2022 was the first year that we made it through most of the year operating in the black. You can't tell me that God don't bless. We've lost a few people over the course of this year. Some went on to be with the Lord. Some had to move away to different places. Some people just left. But God has put those that He wants here right back in their place. Our tithes and offerings have been holding on pretty good. And over the course of the year, we've had a couple of outside donations that help offset some of the other things. So God has really blessed us this past year. As I said, there's been trials and tribulations. God's going to bring us through. Now here we go, starting out a new year. So the challenge to the church will be to pray every day. And at least twice a week, I'm talking about get down and pray and reach out and take a hold of the horns of the altar and not let go until you hear from God. Now, church, I know we can do it. And I want to thank Rodney for reading the Lord's Prayer this morning. One reason, when we go to pray, there's a lot of things that we can ask for. One would probably be for God to look down on our nation, as Rodney had mentioned. Look down on our nation and bring forth revival. Anybody that's heard me preach anything in the last 4 or 5 years knows that I've been a big proponent of the church going through a revival state. Now, I still believe, I know God can do it. Don't know if He will do it, but that should not keep us from praying for it. Our individual hearts and souls, as we go through day by day life, each one of us are faced with different things every day. A lot of things that we can't control. Some sadness, some pain, some mental anguish. But we need to pray for it. When we, you know, it's always been this way with every church, with every congregation. A lot of times when we go to do our prayers during the week, when we're not in God's house, in our homes, a lot of times in God's house, we'll get down on our knees or pray, or we'll be, most of the time I do it going up and down the highway. So when you see a big blue truck coming down the highway, if it's got 656 on it, it veers off just a bit, don't worry, it's me. God's got you back. But anyway, I do a lot of praying behind the steering wheel. And many people have, each person has their own individual way of praying. And Rodney read the Lord's Prayer this morning. That's been one of the most prayed prayers throughout history, in the New Testament history at least. But, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's good to pray the Lord's Prayer once in a while. But you see, the disciples at one point in time had told him, Lord, teach us how to pray. Well, okay. Pray in this manner. And going into the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 9, he said, pray in this manner. And it goes on and it lays out the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive those our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, Jesus did not say, pray this prayer. He said, pray after this manner. Well, what manner is he talking about? To begin with, when we hit our prayer closets, when we hit our knees wherever we might be, give thanks, praise, and honor, and recognize God. Let him know that you know that he is the creator of all things, and without him there would be nothing. God wants us to recognize that he is the power. He is the creator. He is the master of all things. He wants us to give him honor. He said, hallowed be thy name. Let us know that, you know, when we pray to God, let's let him know that we love him, that we honor him, that we're willing to serve him. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. That's just telling us to let God know that you know he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That he is sitting on the throne. That one day he will be sitting on the throne of judgment. Thy will be done. Let him know that we realize that it doesn't matter what we want. It doesn't matter what the world wants. It certainly doesn't matter what Satan wants. In the end, God's will be what takes place. So many times we start to pray to God, and I guess I've been guilty of it myself. I've heard people pray, you know. They won't. It's just natural when bad things happen. When everything seems to be going downhill, we ain't got nowhere else to go, so we go to God. Lord, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Broke. Car won't run. Bank's calling in the note. God, I need to wake up in the morning and hit the lottery. God already knows what your problem is before you ever open your mouth. God knows what your situation is. God has a plan to get you through that situation. But when we get on our knees, let's ask not for all the things that we want. I've heard people pray for a new Cadillac when they couldn't afford a Ford. I've heard people pray for a mansion on the hill when they couldn't buy a single wide. I'm serious. Don't ask for what you want. God said, Jesus said, give us this day our daily bread. That's all we need, people. All we need is sustenance to get us through the day and keep Jesus in our hearts. Everything else is going to fall in place. It might not be on your timeline. Very seldom is. But God knows exactly what he's doing. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Now, we always want God to forgive us of our sins. I don't know of anybody in here that don't want God to forgive us of all the things that we've done in the past. And God knows that this walk through this thing we call Christianity, living for the church, it gets pretty rough. And if we're born-again Christians, if we've served God, it's best we can. The devil don't like that. He's going to throw a stumbling block in front of us. So we're quick to ask God to forgive us of our trespasses. But he didn't stop there. He said, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Now, church, I didn't write this Bible. But it plainly says that we're supposed to give those who have trespassed against us at the same time. Now, it's been my opinion, not just my opinion, but my experience, that if the Bible says it, that's the way it's going to be. Don't do a whole lot of God or good for us to ask God to forgive us if there are those that we're not going to forgive. I've had to learn that the hard way. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. I don't recall God ever leading anybody into temptation. We don't have to ask him to not lead us into temptation. But he will deliver us from evil. Now, going through the course of this year, if we'll take and just study the Lord's Prayer, meditate on it, and not simply pray the Lord's Prayer every day. Some people that I know of, I'm not going to start calling names this morning, but they got this little string of beads. They'll pray over that string of beads just about every day. Certainly every time they do something that they know is wrong. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that. But this time God's children got down to the brass tacks, we need to do it every day. Because everybody's looking around the world now. I mean, you look, turned on the news this morning, one Yahoo over here in the Far East, he done launched a few more missiles yesterday off into the China, or Sea of Japan. Said this morning, sometime during the night, last night, but it was on the news this morning, that he is intent on continuing to produce nuclear warheads. Got another dude up north of us that's been in conflict with another country for the past several months. He launched several more missiles and rockets yesterday and last night. There's trouble all around us. We don't have to look on the news TV screen. We don't have to listen to the radio, find out that there's trouble all around us in every country. God's got control of that just like he's got control of this. But this is the country that we need to be concerned with this year. This is the nation that we're living in, and we have everybody realizes that we have a few folks in office now that, well, the only thing you can say about that is people made a bad choice. They didn't pray over that. But anyway, going forward in this year, things are not going to be looking a whole lot better as far as national matters go. But I want each and every one of us that is sitting here this morning to realize that, and I don't know if Facebook thing's even on or not, but if it is, I can tell everybody that's watching us by social media this morning We need to realize that the ones that are in control of national matters, the ones that are in control of world matters, are not sitting in the White House. The ones that are in control of Henderson County, not sitting up here in the courthouse. The ones that are in control of matters concerning Lexington, Tennessee, not sitting in the mayor's office. The ones that really have control of what's going on in this city, county, state, nation, and world today are sitting in God's house this morning. Now, when we start reaching out to God with earnest hearts, obeying the scriptures as it should be, God will hear. The Bible says, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, and a lot of people want to leave that word out. But the Bible says, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and cry out to me, then I will hear from heaven, and I will heal their land. So the physicians are sitting on church pews this morning. And I want everybody here to know this morning that we are the ones, not just here at Lexington Christian Church, but there's some in the Baptist Church, there's some in the Methodist Church, there's some in the Church of Christ, there's some in the Presbyterian Church, there's some in the Catholic Church that are honest, good, honest, hardworking people that love the Lord, and if they can get on their knees and go to praying, then this thing will start taking off. But it starts with us. So, as we move in to the year 2023, I want us to ask ourselves, what kind of year do we want to look forward to? What kind of situation do we want to wind up in? Let's cry out to God. It only takes a few minutes a day, and maybe a couple of times a week. Get serious about it. Go off into your prayer closet, whether that might be your bedroom, it might be your closet. Park somewhere in your car, anywhere that you can get. Off down here, Keith, on the battlefield. That'd be a good place to get a hold of God, because he's been there before. And he's still there today. But cry out to God. Don't give up until you hear from God. And I promise you, if you'll hang on and you'll keep crying out, you will hear from God. He has never failed. So, as the singers come back, as we prepare our hearts, our minds, and our spirits to move forward in this new year, I can see things that are wonderful that are going to take place in this church this year. I believe we're going to grow. I believe our finances are going to continue to grow. I believe our spirits are going to open up and we're going to begin to worship God like we've never worshiped God before. But you can't leave it all on me. Y'all got to help. You've got to help spread the word. Father in heaven, we're so thankful this morning for these that have gathered here in your presence to hear this message, Lord, to open up their hearts and begin to worship and praise you. God, let us start out by giving you glory and honor. Let us start out by giving you praise for all that you've done for us. Lord, I can remember when this church was just a little blue house out here in the yard. And before that, it started in, I think, Keith's house. Started in somebody's house. But now here it is. It's grown, Lord. We own all this property. We don't own it. It all belongs to you. And we've got this beautiful sanctuary that's been provided. Now, God, we ask you to help us get our hearts and minds all in one accord. Start crying and calling out and fill this sanctuary. Help us to get back to the point where we can open up and worship and praise you as we did before. There's no new thing under heaven. It's already been done somewhere, somehow. God, we ask you to bring peace, joy, love, praise, grace and mercy to each one of our hearts. And Lord, if one of us ever starts to slip and fall, be sure the rest of us know it so that we can grab a hold of that precious one and lift them back up. Let us be here one for another. Father, we'll give you praise, honor, and glory for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Because he lived. As we bring this service to a close, is there any other announcements that need to be made? Anything going on this week? Anything needs to? Men's fellowship Tuesday night at Grecian, 6 o'clock. Grecian restaurant. Heath, you got some orders there. We need to know. Knows exactly what he's done. Exactly. Anything else? Okay. So, we will pray for safe travels for Keith and Kathy. Anything else? Amen. Mm. Anyone else? All right. Brother Rodney, would you press out of here this morning?
Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, we thank you for seeing us out of 1 year and into the new year, Lord. We pray that you will bless each and every person here, Lord, that you will keep them safe and sound, Lord, and in your will until we come back to meet again, Lord. We thank you and we bless you and we ask you to stay in our lives and remind us each and every day to talk to you. Amen.
Amen. See y'all next week. The shepherds came to